You know, pretty much, faithfulness only really matters when the chips are down. And when they are, a faithful friend is, well, words can't describe. So how can we then be faithful friends when the chips are down in someone else's life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at this whole faithfulness thing from a different perspective.
When I was a young boy, I wanted a dog. That's a surprise. What young boy doesn't want a dog? Well, Mum and Dad held out for as long as they could, but eventually they relented. And we got this Bitzer. He was a bit of this and a bit of that. I called him Banner. And as he grew up from being a little puppy, we formed a great friendship, Banner and I. There's an amazing thing about dogs. It's just in their nature to believe in you. They look up at you through their big brown eyes, with their tongues hanging out and this kind of smile on their face, with a look that just says, you know, I adore you. If you've ever had a dog, you know what I mean. And they're so incredibly forgiving. Often we do things we don't deserve their admiration, but somehow a dog always believes in us. Maybe that's why we say they're man's best friend. Faithfulness is an adjective that comes really easily when we're describing our dogs. Faithfulness, what is it? If you've had a dog, you know, dogs are forgiving, dogs are adoring, dogs are trusting. They always bounce back. You know, I hit my dog sometimes when I was a kid growing up because I didn't know any better. And somehow good old Banner would always come back next time and he'd come and lick me and sit next to me and he'd always want to be with me. He was faithful. I could depend on him to be enthusiastic about me come what may. Faithful. Faithful. Someone who's faithful is someone we can put our faith in. Someone we can trust. Someone who's dependable and reliable. Someone who'll be there no matter what, on the good days and the bad days. Not just be there, but be there enthusiastically. Be there for us. Be there to support us when we don't deserve support. A faithful person loves me, who I am, despite what I do sometimes. I knew a couple once, husband and wife, and he was unfaithful on a number of occasions. Now, his wife was devastated. But when he was unfaithful, get this, she was faithful. It's tough to love someone when the chips are down. It was tough love. It was hard and painful love. And many years later, many years on, they are still a family. Husband, wife, and their kids. What a blessing. Faithfulness loves who we are. It doesn't waver based on what we do. Faithfulness is unconditional. Can I ask you a question? Are you faithful? Oh, yes, I'm faithful to my husband or my wife or my employer. I've never cheated. But that's just the first bit. That's kind of the easy bit. Not cheating, in many respects, is easy. The second bit of the transaction of faithfulness, however, can be very difficult indeed. Like that woman I was talking about before. What do you think about what she did? Her husband cheats on her several different times. Boy, that is tough. That tears at the relationship because it's the most profound form of unfaithfulness. Well, there's a view that probably most people subscribe to that says she should have left him. I'd have never stood there and taken that. He cheated. He deserves it. He should take what's coming to him. Okay, maybe once. Maybe a one-night stand you could forgive. But a second time? A third time? No. No way. If you see it that way, can I kindly and firmly say you're not faithful? Because that's conditional love. It's love that depends on what the other person does. There's a diametrically different and opposed view, and it's God's view, which runs something like this. I don't love you because of what you do. In fact, often what you do offends me. While you were still busy offending me, I felt this love for you and I felt this mercy for you in my heart. Some people call it grace, it's free. And I sent my son to die for you, to pay for the stuff that you do that offends me. and I called you back to me. You see, God's faithfulness, that brand of faithfulness that Jesus put his name to on the cross, it is faithful full in the face of what we do that offends God. It is faithful because of and despite of the things that we do that hurt God. Our human nature is to look at a relationship and say, well, you know, my level of faithfulness depends ultimately on what I get out of the relationship. Come on, the view that says that that woman should have left her husband, that view is based on a brand of faithfulness that only goes half the distance. That says, you know something, I'll be faithful to you as long as you're faithful to me. When you think about it, conditional faithfulness is absolutely useless because it's not faithfulness at all. That's our human nature. But God's nature is all about giving so we can grow. That's why a couple of thousand years ago, Paul the Apostle wrote about the fruit of the Spirit. Faithfulness is downright unnatural. And when faithfulness only really matters when the going gets tough, the thing is, our human nature, self-preservation cuts in. That's natural. Whereas faithfulness talks about self-sacrifice, and that's unnatural. But when we need people to stand for us, when we've messed up, then we want them to be faithful, don't we? You know, that husband and wife I was talking about, I've spoken to that husband. He still has his family because of the faithfulness of his wife, because of her unconditional love. She remained faithful, even though he didn't. Imagine what that must have spoken into him at the time. Does he wish he'd never been so stupid? Absolutely he does. Does he wish he could undo the things that he's done? Absolutely he does. But today, right here, right now, tonight, he will go home to his wife and his family. Instead of being alone, he has his wife and his kids, and they have a dad. And that came out of her faithfulness. It was tough love. It was painful. This wasn't a bed of roses. They went through some really hard stuff. But all these years on, in fact, I spoke to him yesterday on the phone. They're a family. What a brand of faithfulness. And it's not natural. This woman, this wife, has the most amazing relationship with Jesus. I was there. She cried and she wept and she said, you know, every time I go and pray, every time I go to God about this, you know what he tells me? He tells me to stay faithful. He tells me to hang in. He tells me to pray for my husband. That's how, when we put our roots down into a relationship with Jesus, he changes us. It's not always fun and it's not always easy. But look at the fruit. It works. Those two people are still husband and wife, and they have a fantastic relationship, and they love each other, and their kids have their parents. Faithfulness is awesome.
Before we go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you, and let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Dimet. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.